You're listening to DraftKings Network.
It's the Cooligans, stupid.
As soon as we start a police go by, what more of a welcome do you want for the Cooligans?
That's authentic New York, bro.
You know what I'm saying, right? They know a kid from Newark and a kid from Brooklyn are up here. Sound the alarms.
No, man, we are here at the City Football Academy. You can see it right behind us. We are here in...
The Donna's Project NYC is in the chat.
Wow, your wife
What's
is
What's up,
in
baby girl?
Chat, she's been like...
Hey, D, on a scale of 1 to 10... How much can you see Christian in this shot? Because I got a feeling it just looks like one big T-shirt.
We don't have the highest tech of equipment available to us. So this is the lighting situation we have where you can...
We blocked the sun, which is God's light. Yeah. You know what I mean? If you believe in God, which I do not. Felix Palacios Campeones. We are here just hanging out with a couple of champions. You can't see them. Yeah. Oh, look at this. Okay. Maxime Cheneau says he's willing to get us an office. We can't afford it, Maxime.
That is, Maxime Cheneau just walked by us. So we're here at the front door. We don't know who's going to stop by.
Thomas 1906-4 says Alexis needs to send lions to the sun to defeat it. Hey, look, I mean, we'll talk about it.
There's going to be some.
Should we ask the players how many lions do you think it would take to defeat the sun?
I mean, yeah, this is going to be one of those viral videos of a man on the street.
Yeah. We got him. But this is a huge day. This isn't the only surprise that we're here.
That's right.
For those of you who listen to the whole show. And by the way, we just found out that our podcast is having a bit of an issue updating.
Yeah, we made some changes with the feed, and it shouldn't have been any issue.
No, Christian pulled the doohickey and put it in the whatchamacallit.
There was some issues. We're sorting them out, so we'll get those sorted out soon. But apologies for that.
Also, I want to apologize that at some point I will drop the mic and run because we are surrounded by bees.
Yeah, a couple bees around.
Yeah. And a baby girl knows this in the chat. I don't like bees. I'm not a bee guy.
Alexa.
Christian likes to make jokes. Oh, I thought you were from the hard streets.
It
doesn't matter. Just because you grew up a thug doesn't mean you're cool with getting stung by bees,
Alexis,
bro.
Literally makes fun of me for eating kale and tells me how weak I am. But bees are the thing.
I meant physically weak because all you eat is kale.
Bees are the thing that can destroy Alexis's fortitude.
Listen,
bro.
The Titanic got taken down by a piece of ice. Bruh.
Okay.
Be on peoples. I don't know what that means, but there's bees out here, bro. And if one comes near me, you're going to hear a little girl scream out just off camera. It won't be me. I promise. And I'm going to run.
Thomas 1906-4 said, bees?
Oh, there's one.
Hey, look.
Look who's here. The stars have arrived, folks.
Look, all right. This is our first surprise of the day.
Wow.
Alfredo, what's up, brother?
Just walk right in. It's your show, Alfredo Morales, everybody.
Look, this is why, Alfredo, just so you know, we are live. So this is not, we are
you
live.
Yeah.
So before, we're not going to be able to erase anything if you say anything too wild.
but you later, will everyone pretend he didn't say it if he says anything too wild? The chat's going crazy. We got, hey, Alfredo, Alfredo.
Everybody's at...
Where is this? YouTube?
This is on YouTube.
YouTube Live.
Yeah. So a bunch of people are saying hello. So thanks for coming through, man. I saw you. Obviously, you were just training, and then you were doing like a video shoot.
Yeah, interview video kind of for sponsors.
Yeah. I'm assuming this might be a little bit more fun than that.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No, sponsors are the most fun content.
No, it is. But I like enjoying... I enjoy watching your stuff. So this is why it's more fun.
Very cool.
That means the world, man.
You're saying they can't hear him. I'll adjust.
Yeah, it's gonna be that one, right? It's that mic. I believe so.
1, 2, 1, 2.
No, you're good.
Yeah, make sure.
Okay, all right. Cool. We actually have a first question for Alfredo Morales, and I think this is important. And this is one of the things that I love about our fans when they get a chance to speak to a professional footballer, because they get to ask the questions that are the most important. And this one, where did it go? It came from... Graham Ruby, nope. Where'd it go?
Alexis.
Hold on. Oh, here we go. Graham Raby said, what does Keaton Park's hair smell like? The most important question. We got to get down to the nitty gritty.
I'm glad that was the first question.
This is a champion you're speaking to, and they want to know how you won. And I think sometimes team unity is how you win. And by team unity is you smell each other's hair. What does Keaton Park's hair smell like?
When you both go out for a header? Is that the only time you ever smell each other's hair?
Is it a lot of product?
Honestly, I don't think so.
No?
Okay.
That's natural?
I think so. Yeah. I think Keaton, he doesn't invest a lot of time to do his hair.
Okay.
Right?
You can't tell, though.
So I will ask him, and okay. I will smell definitely next time I try.
We're going to have a smell test and come back. Yeah. Okay, and you are one of the better, more defensive midfielders on the team, and your job is to protect the back line. So I'm going to ask you to protect me if any bees come near me, because I do not like bees, and they are all over us right now.
This is...
Hey, you guys, seriously, you want me to tell you a funny story with
please.
Bees?
Please, yes.
Yeah, I would love to hear it.
I have witnesses that can... After I tell the story, then can
attest.
Tell you guys it's like it happened. Okay, I'm not lying. I'm not a liar.
So okay.
So this was, I was maybe 20 years old. It was 2010. Uh-huh. We had a preseason in Germany, very tough. So a couple of my teammates, we went to get lunch between sessions.
Okay.
And we were sitting at this Italian place. I had my pizza and there were bees all over the place. And it's annoying because you want to eat. It's hot. And it's like, you know.
Right.
Of course.
So it started to like piss me off. Like,
right.
Literally. And I had my knife, and I wanted to hit the bee, and I hit it.
You cut the bee.
The bee split in half. Did you know that Alfredo Morales is a ninja?
Bro, it's like, you know the game Fruit Ninja.
You did that with bees. So
the bee was in two halves on top of my pizza.
You ate
and
it.
And nobody said something. Oh, everybody saw it and we were like, what happened?
Did you eat it?
Of course I took it away.
You
was 20 years old.
Extra protein, bro. Extra
he
protein.
Wanted to show the other bees. Yeah. It's a warning. Yeah.
Send this note back to your beehive.
No, but I'm so proud of the story.
Of course.
That's incredible.
Also, why are the knives so sharp at this restaurant? Has anyone asked that question? How cold is the butter you're spreading
you
out
You just
your
need
pie?
Like a butter knife to cut a pizza. You don't need to do too much. Oh, that's incredible, man.
Or was it your own knife? Do you have a knife on you now? Because there's bees. There are bees.
We might need some help. Okay, Alfredo, the last time we saw you, obviously, was at MLS Cup when we were on the pitch. We gave you a huge hug. It was an unbelievable experience, definitely for us as fans. I'm sure it was for you as a player as well. But the one thing I want to talk about is that a couple weeks before the MLS Cup final, you did our show. We had an interview, and there was going into the playoffs, and there as fans we were just like, all right, it's the playoffs, you know, NYCFC has had a lot of disappointment in the playoffs. And after we had a conversation with you, we were just like, yo, I'm gonna run through a wall for this man.
Oh,
the level of motivation that you gave us,
we tried to inspire you. You inspired us.
For real. So I'm as far as you know, talking about that playoff run, the conversation that were happening in the locker room and the clear leadership role that I believe you've taken on. What was that? What were the locker rooms like just before those games and leading into the MLS Cup final?
I mean, I don't know. I was, for me personally, I was so confident. This is when we spoke for the playoffs. I think you felt this, and I was
absolutely.
I was, to be honest, I was pretty much sure we win it. Wow. But it was my first experience of playoff system,
right?
Here in the US, so I was like, okay, but sorry. But before the games, I don't know. It's just excitement. I mean, I always try to speak with everybody and tell them, you just have to enjoy, like seriously, enjoy the pressure, enjoy the, if you're nervous, you have to enjoy this and embrace it almost.
Right.
Because this is, it's when you grow.
Right.
Like for me, in the final, we played a good game. It was a tough game because the crowd was amazing in Portland. It was a very tough atmosphere because everybody was like almost against us. But then we got the 1-1 in the last minute.
Right. Was that Atlanta?
No.
In the final.
The final.
And this is like, oh my God, it
can kill your team, like right. Everything.
It literally crushed mm-hmm. us.
Yeah,
seriously. I looked in the faces of everybody, and we were like, "Oh my god! Like how this, it's this? Done.
Yeah,
it's like we will lose." But it was just for like maybe half a minute, and then everybody came back, because, like I said, you have to setbacks, whatever. It's hard, it's pressure, it's fans, it's loud. You have to enjoy and do it. Like, why are you scared?
What do you pull from in that moment? Like, what do you think about in that moment? Is there like someone in your life that, you know, maybe kind of guided you to be, because you're like a very authoritative guy, like you walk on and you seem like a captain already, you know, you have that like swagger about you? Or do you think like, oh, I don't want to lose, and then Alexis is good and Christian are going to make fun of me? Like, what inspires you to win?
You think about our podcast while you're on the pitch, you know?
In minute 48, Alexis made a really funny joke about hot dogs, and if he could find that connection, then I can win this game.
Oh my god. Honestly, I don't know. I was always like this. Like, where I grew up, it was tough neighborhood, Berlin, Germany, a lot of struggle. I don't know. Maybe this, everything, like all the surroundings, made me the way I am. I don't know. Maybe yes. But I was always very straightforward. I never like shy away.
Okay.
For everything, like I got in trouble for a lot of times. I'm telling you guys for this,
yeah,
because it gives you a lot of respect.
Yeah,
but it can get you in a lot of trouble too. So, yes.
Yeah.
But over the years, you learn how to use it. You learn like how to use the good and positive things.
Right. Like my principal always used to yell at me when I would get in trouble. They'd say, "You have to channel.
Mm-hmm.
You have to channel it in the right direction." And the whole time I was thinking, like, you know, if you go to the bathroom, I'll get your wallet. You know?
What channel is that?
Channel it like Nickelodeon, bro? You want me to? Should I throw slime on you? We're getting a lot of great questions. One of the things I want to ask you, so you grew up in Berlin, right? Obviously, you mentioned it's a bit of a tough city. We like to use the word gully, which for us means like, you know, you're sort of brave, right? You're very gully, by the way. You stand up, you know, you stand up for yourself, you stand up for others. You know, it can mean a lot more. What would be the equivalent term, like someone who's like walks in the room and they're like, "Damn, that guy, nobody messed with him."
Yeah, what's the German word for
is
that?
Is it like Gulentassen?
You know, you know, Berlin is known in Germany as very different than everything else.
Right, right, right.
Because actually, New York and Berlin are very similar.
Right, okay. You guys start partying at midnight. Right? Isn't that the truth? And I heard Berlin's like 7 in the morning. They're like, what do you got, early sleep? You got to leave the club at 7 in the morning? What, do you got work the next day, buddy?
Yeah. I mean, I experienced stuff like this, okay, unfortunately. Okay. But
he's heard of it.
Right, no, right, but in Germany, we say Berliner Schnauze.
Berliner Schnauze.
It's like the, like, Schnauze is
like nose,
the mouth of an animal.
Okay.
How you call this?
Like a schnauzer, like the dog.
Yeah, like from a dog. Yeah, so if you talk about Berlin, you talk about Berliner Schnauzer, because people from Berlin, they just tell you like,
you how it is.
Yeah. I don't want to speak with you.
You know, you didn't have to make eye contact.
No, not against you. Right. You look amazing, bro.
This has nothing
amazing
to do with you. I don't like your podcast. I think you could stand to lose a few pounds.
No, but
your mother-in-law's right about you. I'm like, what? What are you saying?
Berliner Schnauzer.
Berliner Schnauzer. Yeah.
No, but it's like very honest and harsh,
direct
sometimes.
Yeah.
And like,
New York is very similar.
Yeah, I think so, yes.
The
so
old
this
New
is
York.
Maybe... Like, I mean, I went to different clubs in Germany after my time in Berlin, and everybody said, like, "You are from Berlin." Like, I can tell because it's just known, you know, in the country, basically, that if you're from there, I don't know why. Maybe the air is different. I don't know. But for some reason,
you know,
people are more confident.
We're better. I just think it's because we're better.
Yeah, you know, right? No, I didn't want to say this, but... I think so.
You saw me with the Hertha Berlin shirt, and you were like, "Where
did
you get
that?" I was freaking out.
Yeah, dude.
This was actually the jersey. It was 1999.
Right.
I know, because in the year 2000, I joined Hertha Berlin. I was 10 years old.
Wow.
So they changed the sponsor. So when I came, it wasn't this anymore.
Right. Was it like Old Bello or
like
something?
Like a mobile phone company.
Right.
That's so dope.
No, man.
Because he knew it right away.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's dope.
And I just buy anything in a double XL. So, no, actually, Hertha is my Bundesliga team because I asked the fans. I said, what's, like, the most hood team? Because right. That's who I root it for. Is. And everyone's like, Hertha, Hertha, Hertha. The chat lit up with Hertha.
What team is the most afraid of bees?
Yo, I don't like bees, bro. I don't know why that. You, what dude you know from the streets that likes bees, bro?
Justin Hawk just walked by.
You like bees? Oh, he said no. He said, of course. Why do you like bees, bro? I like honey.
So you just trained. Let's talk a little bit about this season. Obviously, we have spoken to Justin before just about, you know, it is obviously to go through a coaching change and obviously just changes throughout the year. But now things seem like they're picking back up. A lot of, four clean sheets in a row. So I know
someone put Hertha Bielin.
Come on. But it's creative. I love it.
It's very creative. Someone said, Ich bin Gully Inner.
What does that mean?
Ich bin ein Berliner. This is what.
No, Gully. Berliner.
Yeah,
oh,
this
okay.
is what.
Right.
But he put Gully in there.
You know, to be honest, I heard this word the first time here. I don't know what it is.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's
an old.
See it on my shirt.
Gully is.
Stay Gully.
There we go. What was I saying? All right. Oh, yeah. So this season, things are back, seem to be back on track. How was that? How the little slump, I guess, for a couple games, and then to get back on, you know, the big Hudson River Derby win.
Huge win.
It did, you know, you could tell the players were very emotional about that victory. But how are you feeling about this turnaround and, you know, for the rest of the season?
I think we started the season not in our best shape because we had to play the Champions League, and with all the traveling, like,
right, it's tough.
Honestly, it was very tough. Like, right. It was for me to go to Guatemala, 5 hours, to go to Seattle, 6 hours. Then we played in Costa Rica. Oof. It takes your energy, you know? It makes you tired, but mentally. So this was where we started the season, not in our best shape, I would say. But then we figured it out, and we played amazing every game. And then we scored so many goals. We had those 8 games without the...
Yeah, with a clean sheet.
Yeah, 9 or whatever game.
It was incredible.
And then, of course, we had the change on the coaching position. And then it's always... like, I mean, this is a season, but this is also why we love this game so much.
Right.
Because it goes up and down and up and down.
Things change so
fast. I think there was never a team in the history of this sport... maybe it was, I don't know, but that dominated from the first game till the last game.
Just Arsenal. Arsenal went and undefeated. That was probably it.
Yeah, maybe. Yes.
Other than that.
I mean, every time an Arsenal fan has an opportunity to bring up the Invincibles, they do.
It's all we have. That and the bees, really, is all we have.
We got the NYCFC 2 folks coming through.
That's right. Walking around with their boots. Airing them out, boys. That's what I like.
No, so, I mean, this is just part of a season that you have, like, ups and downs, and you have to prepare for the downs. And, like, mentally, you have to prepare for this because it will happen.
Okay.
And you also prepare for the ups because, I mean, we are every day on the training pitch and we want to make ourselves better, improve, whatever.
Right.
Small details. So it's just working, 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 and keep improving and keep being motivated. And
are you superstitious? Is there anything you do that if you're in the middle of a slump or you're not playing well a game or two in a row?
Nothing.
You do different?
At all.
Nothing.
Mm.
You don't put like, I'm going to put my left sock on first today. Really trick this.
I was never like this. I would try to work against being superstitious.
Right.
Nice. Okay.
Because
that's
I was like, no, I don't want to do this again because last game was good.
Right.
I want to do the opposite and play the same.
You're like,
game.
I got to have a schnitzel before every game now? I don't want that.
A little bit. I don't want to commit to that.
One of my bedroom.
Yeah.
Well, like calls in a month if you want.
Okay. Now he's going to, not only could he get us an office, we're going to rent a room in his apartment.
Maxime is just off camera, everybody.
If you need it,
I would suggest we have separate bathrooms.
maybe Maxime Chanel will come by.
Did you know Maxime Chanel's also a realtor? Dude? He's so good at this.
I don't know if anybody heard that, but he's offering room rentals. I don't know what he's doing.
Okay. Ruin his apartment, bro.
We don't want to keep you too long, but maybe should we surprise everybody with?
Okay, so we have a huge surprise, right? You remember you won MLS Cup. There's a huge surprise. You do remember that. Okay, cool. If not, actually, we can speak to. We have a huge surprise that our fans aren't aware of.
Right, and we want to show them a little video presentation of something. Do we even want
a video presentation? That's right, folks. Welcome to our corporate meeting. Each of you are about to be pitched on Herbalife. I hope you have a commercial store front ready to rent so you could sell these pre-made shakes.
All right. It's a video.
A video presentation.
That we're going to show.
It's on slide 75.
Don't worry.
The first 74 slides are going to be informational.
The first 74 slides are pictures of bees. All right. So we're going to show. Well, you'll be seeing it for the first time, and our audience will be seeing it for the first time as well. So,
is your screen bright enough?
It might not be bright enough, but we'll see if we'll try our best. But we'll get the reaction after we're done. So let me. So everybody, get ready for our special video presentation.
Dad energy he has today, dude.
Okay. So here goes. So in 3, 2, 1. There it is.
Surprise you, Dusty.
We have been given MLS Cup championship rings.
Can I get the reaction of someone who played all season, game after game, traveled to Guatemala, all over this country, played, left your heart on the field, and there's two comedians sitting next to you who also got rings with their name engraved on it.
Yes.
What's your first thoughts?
I think this is the fake one, though.
Yeah.
There it is.
No, just kidding. Honestly, why not? Everybody deserves it.
I guess
it's too expensive, but I would love everybody to have one.
Right? It is I'm glad. Look, we feel incredibly lucky and privileged to even be able to make a video like that and to do stuff like this and work with the club.
And thank you to NYCFC. Thank you to the NYCFC media team, Tanner, Jose, Mark. You guys killed it. Whoever approved this, thank you for putting your job on the line. Whoever suggested this.
But it's a testament. I mean, every time for the rest of my life, I'm going to look at this ring. And obviously, that moment of being in Portland and celebrating that win. But that roller coaster of emotions of Tati scoring that goal, that late goal from Portland, the penalties, and I can look at someone like you. I remember when we walked onto the pitch and hugged you, and I was just like, bro, this is it was more emotional than I even expected as a fan. Even if I was just on the in the seats, it would have been incredible. But to get that close to it and to be able to thank you guys personally is and so that's really what this is about. Thank you.
Wait a minute, hold on. Yes, okay, thank you. But also, we have rings, so you're welcome. Yeah, well. We're a part of it.
we contributed a little bit as well. You did a little bit more.
Yeah,
just a tad more.
If we had a list of things you did, your list would be a little longer than ours, right? What's the XJ, the expected jokes per 90 of everyone on the team? I have a feeling ours is up there.
But yeah, man, it's the fact that the NYCFC had a ring ceremony the other day, and a lot of the staff got rings as well. But to be able to provide that moment for people like us, what does it feel like for you? Just to obviously win a championship for yourself, but to make a club and a city very, very happy and proud.
I mean, this is why I play this game. Like, literally, I'm somebody, I love passion. Like, I'm very passionate about soccer anyway. I love fans. I love playing away games. I don't know. There was a... I don't think I can say that.
Wow, he's getting good. In real time.
No, but I can't tell you this. It was against Red Bull the other night when we won, but because I love to,
get on the people's skin.
Yeah. Like, I would say because they were,
booing and stuff, and then I just throw some kisses and stuff. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you. Little thank you. Thank you for your inspiration. Yeah,
you know, a couple there, I just throw a kiss to his wife. Yeah. What do you want to say? So, I mean, I have my wife at home. So,
yeah. But see, you know, it's funny. When my wife boos me, I blow a kiss. You know what I mean? It works the same.
It happens a lot. She boos him a lot.
A lot. I'm not going to tell you when. I'll let you decide.
No, but for us as a team, it was very, very special. Like the whole last season. And it still is, because in my opinion, we're still the best team in this league. And we can go for another one. But last year was just amazing for the city, for the fans, for us, for the staff, for everybody who works at the club to make this happen. And I don't know, it's just... And then you have like moments after the game where you really, you have the trophy in your hand.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. I mean, you hear those interviews all the time when it was... Somebody won something. Sorry, man. that like you can't describe it. You cannot, literally not. So it's just like pure joy.
That's amazing,
dude. Yeah, it was an incredible moment
to get to experience it and witness it. Was something I'll never forget. So I can't imagine what it's like to actually have done it.
I mean, you got the same reward.
That's
as
a
me,
good point.
So.
Yeah. I feel like my bonus wasn't as good though.
Alfredo, dude, thank you so much for joining
us.
We don't want to take up too much of your time, but man, this has been so cool. Thank you for hopping on the show, and of saying hello to some of your adoring fans. Some might not even be the fans of other teams as well, but I think you know, I think getting to know you, people, they either have a newfound respect or at least a newfound intimidation of Alfredo Morales.
I'm always intimidated.
No, if they don't like me, I don't care.
That's Berlin Schnauzer right there, boy.
No, thank you guys so much, huh? I have to go because I am.
Please do your thing.
Boiling in here outside. Seriously.
I mean, what do you think we're doing? You think we're cool, comfortable?
Alfredo,
am I saying it right? Berlin Schnauzer.
Berliner Schnauzer.
Berliner Schnauzer.
Okay, we learned the new word. Thank you so much. Again, everybody, put some claps or some thumbs up in the chat for Alfredo Morales of NYCFC. How dope is this, man?
Crimson Pizza said, "I'm late. Why is Alexis wearing a championship?" No, I mean, you should ask yourself the same thing.
We could talk a little bit about the video you just saw.
First of all, every once in a while, I'm going to talk with my hands a lot more because I'm wearing this. For those of you listening, we go to our YouTube or go to our socials. You'll see exactly what we're talking about. When we found out we were going to get a championship ring, you and I were... over the moon. I mean, we thought it was a joke. Like, we thought NYCFC was like going to prank us. Like, we're going to open it up and it'd be onion rings.
No way they're actually going to do that.
There's no chance. You can't be that unprofessional, irresponsible. But when we found out we were getting it, I was in Europe at the time and I had to get my size done and submit it in. I don't even know what my ring size is outside of the last time I checked was when I got my wedding ring. You know what I mean? And it was overwhelming. And then the question became, first of all, are there any other comedians that have ever gotten a championship ring? Turns out, yes.
Drew Carey.
Drew Carey, but he owns the team.
But he owns the team. But
we don't know. We don't even know. We barely own couches.
To our knowledge, I think Drew Carey might be the only comedian to also have an MLS Cup championship ring, because he obviously owns part owner of the Seattle Sounders. And
by the way, the Donna's Project said, Alexis has been dialed up to 1,000 since the ring has entered his life. It just feels right for me to wear. Hey, what's going on, dude?
Malta Amundsen just walking out. We're doing our show. What's good, man?
Yeah, we're live.
We're live.
Yeah, we've been live for about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you very much. All right, cool. Our technical director.
We got it.
Drew Carey does have one, but we thought about, like, he didn't reveal it. And
no.
If comedians were to get a championship ring, it's got to be revealed in a fun way. So a bunch of ideas.
Yeah, and really the premise and the theme was, and this was an idea we had for a while.
Right, remember I text you, because we were talking about doing one of these style videos.
Yeah.
But I text you like one in the morning, I go, rings. Karim Benzema video, and that was it. And you just wrote, absolutely. Because we were trying to figure out, like, what's the right time for us to do a Karim Benzema, you know, Memphis Depay style, you know, sort of thotty workout video.
That's it.
Hangout, so, you know, lifestyle video. And I put, what better time? than when we get championship rings. So the fact that not only did we have the idea, but it was suggested and then approved.
That was the shocking part. And the fact that the idea got approved was cool. But then when we were like, yo, should we get a fancy car to be part of the video? And this is what we did not think would be approved.
Well, we suggested, we said, let's go crazy. Let's just say like a Lambo.
And
then maybe they'll get like a nice Tahoe for us to step okay. out of, you know, Uber XL, you know, a nice man with a minivan, you know, with broken seats. And then we thought like, oh, should it be like my car, which is like a jalopy essentially, right. you know, or should it be something like that? And they were like, no, we'll do the Lambo. And I'm like, I don't know if you're aware of what you're doing, but you're giving us the opportunity to drive a Lambo.
I've never heard that sentence, just we'll do a Lambo. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Is that a new drug we've never heard of? And some guy in the bathroom saying it?
It is just a sentence. You feel like I'm not wealthy enough to hear that sentence.
No.
Right?
No. I'm not wealthy enough to hear that sentence in a car rental lot in Miami. You know what I mean? So it was wild when we saw Tanner pull up in a Lambo, and then we got to drive it around the block a couple
right.
of times.
So yeah, hopefully I think we'll get some of the outtakes and stuff, and maybe put it on
the bloopers. Bloopers.
On Patreon. It was pretty wild, but again, shouts to look, this is incredibly kind.
A nice Cole Bruce said, definitely should have shot the video with the two of y'all in the back of the moped. We thought about that.
We were thinking about
we
it.
We thought about both of us pulling up, Christian with his arms around my belly. You know,
there were
I mean?
A lot of options. We could have done
the subway.
It could have been. We just leaned into luxury because that's already ridiculous enough.
We thought like WWBD. What would Benzema do?
Benzema do? But Benzema wouldn't be on a moped.
No, unless it was covered in ice. You know what I mean? Dripping.
Trevor, at least I'm not wealthy enough to hear someone say that sentence. That's right, man. It's wild. So yes, these are custom rings. They have our names on them and everything.
Nick Red said those rings wouldn't have made it out of the subway. We thought about that as well. We thought about what are the opportunity that we'll have to shoot the video and then watch in real time in 120 frames per second, Christian gets stabbed in the side, you know?
Bro. No, so super, super cool, man. An incredible gift and opportunity. And for us to be able to make that video and do some fun stuff with it is definitively one of our proudest moments. And we always say that anytime we have any kind of a win or get to make something really, really dope, it wouldn't happen without the support of Cooligan's viewers and listeners.
It's dead ass because of all of y'all.
We seriously appreciate it.
We got championship bings, bro.
Gamers have to win a shield.
You don't get no rings for that. You don't get no rings for that.
What'd you get
for a shield, bro? A couple of cups to put on it? You ain't got none. You ain't got nothing, bro.
But no, pretty wild, dude.
This is absolutely incredible. Should we wear this to MLS All-Star, dude?
Oh my goodness, of course. Yes. Yeah. And as a reminder, oh yes, we will be at MLS All-Star. We're going to be doing a stand-up show at the Black Heart Monday, August 8th. A few tickets are still available, so please pick some up. You can go to the Black Heart website.
TV said, I'm about to get a spoon.
Oh, that's right.
You got to do one of these videos with the spoon, bro.
Can you make a wooden like ring?
Of course you can. I was just in Woodstock, New York. The answer is yes. You can make wood and everything.
But yes, Black Heart, it's a pub right across of Allianz Field. We're going to be doing a stand-up show Monday, August 8th, 8 p.m. There's a couple tickets available. Go get them. You can go on the Black Heart website to pick up tickets.
I just want to answer. Gamer Sav said, the shield, I think he might have deleted it. No, there it is. He said, shield is more difficult to get compared to a cup. Then why ain't you gotten a cup, man?
This is gonna be the argument literally forever.
It's such a modern political argument.
Sure.
No, if you read, you just have to. There's a beat by you. You okay. just have to reposition the argument.
Can somebody do a compilation video
of
Alexis?
Shield is what you really need, dude.
Someone do a compilation video of Alexis being scared by bees.
I'm not
episode.
Scared by bees. I'm scared of bees. It's very different. The bees are not scaring me. The bees existing is scaring me. There's no bee coming up behind me going boo.
I love this. These two. I love this. This is a good one. It said rings are almost as big as the banner, baby.
Yeah.
That's a good joke. You get props for that one. Boom. You get one of these.
It works.
It does work.
I can't see it. It's too bright out here, bro.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. The Buzzigans, bro. Cebu to the B. That's a great answer.
Okay. So, all right. Wait. We should move on from the luxury. We're gonna be doing the rest of the show with our rings on. Obviously.
Are we still on?
We are still
okay,
on.
Okay. Yeah. It's buffering. Yeah. So listen. Put it in the chat. Let us know what else you guys want to talk about besides the rings. Obviously, if you want to talk more about the rings, we can talk about the rings all day, bro.
Yeah. There were a couple matches. I think that we should.
Oh Jesus Christ. Yo, that came right up to me, bro. I don't care how I look or sound. I do not care.
This is
no context. Cooligans, have at it.
This is and shout out to the no. If you haven't followed random Cooligans on Twitter, someone created a no context Cooligans account, and it's super fun. That's just a fly.
Not me. What was it? It's just a fly. Yo, you can't. Yo, you look like your cousin, bro. I don't know what to tell you.
This is incredible.
I hate bees, bro. I'm never going to a Watford
game.
The
Donna's Project just said, I'm so glad you're all seeing this because I have to kill all the bugs.
Yeah, she 100% does. She 100% does.
Wow.
She's like a kitty cat, bro.
Damn, dude. This is a little gender role swap. And
bro.
Right? The man of the house
is supposed
to...
There's no such thing as traditional roles is what I yell. And she's on a step stool killing a bee or a bug in our apartment.
Oh, my God. Zed Raymer said, as a neutral... RBNY has had a 17-year head start to get a cup with less teams in the league to beat. All right. I mean, look, you guys can have this debate. I get lost in the shine of my championship ring.
Manchester
right?
Sander just put no context Cooligans is buzzing right now. Have at it, folks. I do not care. Jamie, do not make this a reel. No one cares.
Oh, my God.
I don't like bees, bro.
I mean, it's just, look, we don't really ever get to see you be so vulnerable, Alexis.
There's no vulnerability, bro. You're going to see me flip a table if I get stung by a bee. There goes my laptop, your laptop, all of our equipment. I might run in there and ask for the medic.
Okay? Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right, let's talk about some MLS this week, this past week. A couple, we have to talk about this. U.S. Open Cup, and I know SKC Fan TV does not want to talk about this.
Yeah, he specifically said, do not talk MLS this week, folks.
Because the...
this is huge.
Sporting Kansas City.
This is like a massive moment for one team and a massive blunder for the other.
It's not a good look. It's not a good look. Sacramento.
It's boarding Kansas City. It's not sporting anymore.
Defeats Sporting Kansas City in penalties. So this is not... Hey, Alexander Collins. What's good, brother? Hey, ¿qué tal, hermano?
Peru.
Hey. Okay.
Oh, I'm just hanging out.
You're right. The celebs.
Peruvian national team superstars.
I'm just walking through. Okay. Oh, I thought somebody else. So Sacramento. So who was the last USL team or lower league team?
It was like 15 years ago that a team had a non-MLS team made it to the semifinal. Something crazy like that.
Right.
Or won a semifinal.
Okay. And then, so please, if someone in the chat knows the specific, because I don't remember what was it. I forgot the last team to win U.S. Open Cup that wasn't an MLS side.
I got no clue.
And I think that was like...
Rochester Rhinos as Lone Star Striker. The Rochester Rhinos.
They were the last ones?
They were the last ones to win.
To win it. Okay, cool. So, yeah.
Owned by Jamie Vardy now.
Right, right. Which and they changed it to Rochester FC.
FC.
It's no longer the Rhinos. Okay.
They ain't never been no Rhinos in Rochester.
Bro, look at that.
I hate these teams. I hate team nicknames.
I mean,
the fans decide.
This is it's one of those that sentence was one of those like, why do they call it Ovaltine? It's not Oval. You know
what I mean? It ain't no team.
Ridiculous. Okay.
Why do they park on the driveway on the driveway and drive on the parkway? Have we ever figured that out?
We gotta sort this out. You know, two top tier comedians like us.
Welcome to the 80s.
But Sacramento defeating Sporting Kansas City. I watched this game, and at the very least, I'll say it. You know, because Sporting Kansas City are an MLS side, you expected them to win, but Sacramento didn't look terrible by any means, or didn't look that far off of for quality's sake. They weren't that far off, and I don't know if that speaks to Kansas City not having a great year, you know, with them focusing on, you know, focusing on penalties or whatever, or just not being able to get a goal against a definitively weaker team.
I mean, look, we just spoke to someone who talked about the mental part of the game and the heart you have to have in order to win.
Right.
You know, these are really big matches for these lower league teams. It's a huge opportunity to prove something, and I think that's what you saw. I think you saw just how much it meant to them versus Sporting Kansas City, a team that's having a really difficult season. You know, it might be hard to get up for this team because it just for this game because it just consistently feels like, oh, we're just going to keep losing.
But it does feel like Sporting,
especially if you watch SK Fan TV. SKC Fan
TV. I mean, look, the clips of the live streams are incredible.
They're incredible. Yeah. I know you're going through a lot of pain, but
but the you know, the bad luck. I mean, I think Shallowy hit the crossbar in that game.
Well, that's the thing. It's not like SKC didn't have opportunities score.
There were so many shots that they took. It's just you think the bad luck will end. And it just does not. And then they lose to Austin as well. And you know, get a red card. And they look like they, you know, maybe not, you know, lose 2-0, or maybe they can tie. They had an opportunity to tie. Shallowy had a penalty that Brad Stuver stopped. And it's just the luck is just not going in their way. It's just it's weird to, we've said this a bunch before, and it's just weird to see that Sporting Kansas City not catch a couple breaks.
Do you think this has bigger implications for the game in America? You know, a lower league team making it this far.
I do, because I think the USL sides in the last couple years, especially since USL has gone to, you know, championship, which was last year or 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it does feel like there's a little bit more investment in the clubs, and even in Sacramento, there was a couple foreign players. So it does seem like there's opportunities to get more of these upsets. I don't know if this is going to change, you know, introduce promotion relegation or anything like that, but it's to have a quality lower division only suggests that there'll be a larger pool of players to pull from for that Division One side in MLS.
Has there ever been someone from a lower league team that was purchased by an MLS club that's like a superstar? And by superstar, I mean, obviously, you have to rate it by MLS, but not someone who got sold to Europe for a lot of money. But like,
Right.
And maybe not even developed, like played on the first team.
So I know right now, the one person I've been focusing on the Houston Dynamo, Tyler, I think his name is Tyler Pasher.
Okay.
Came from Indy 11.
That's right. And who was the guy that was on NYCFC that came from Cincinnati? You remember him? Had the dreads? Was the striker? Was the number one scorer.
Poku?
No. Was the number one scorer in, wasn't it like Okongo or something like that? He was the number one scorer in USL, and then he came up and he was a backup striker.
Right. I don't remember his name. Yeah. Maybe somebody remembers, but I know
he's Miguel Ibarra was called up to the national team with Manchester United, Minnesota United. Him and Christian Ramirez are probably the last ones to like, make that move.
Ugo Okoli.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I remember him.
Didn't really pan out, but played well.
Maxime, what's up, brother? he's on a phone call speaking French.
No, please.
No, do your thing. We're live.
We're live. All right. No, that's our real estate agent walking by.
That's a nice ring.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Hey, dude, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Very kind. The
right size?
Huh? Yes, the right size.
They fit. I'll trade you for your Audemars Piguet.
Maxime, cheers, bro.
Woo, just walking by with the flames on his wrist, boy.
Bro, you realize where we are in our own careers when you see that.
Well, my Swatch watch on, you feel me? My Casio, bro.
Bro.
Diablo.
All right, I got a calculator on mine.
Okay, you can't do maths on yours.
All right, so there's a couple. Thomas said, Sebastian Letou also started in USL Sounders, and he was brought up.
That's okay. Right. You forget Sebastian Letou.
Kidman also. Danny, cheers, brother.
We're just saying bye to all of our friends, you know. We call ourselves the Ring Squad. To remind everyone, if you're just picking up, we are here at the Etihad City Football Academy, the training facility.
Yeah, you know what? I forgot to put... Let's go.
Look at this beautiful view.
Let's go to the angle. You can
see. This is the NYCFC training facility.
Right.
We were out there showing them what to do, you know, in a segment they called the don'ts, which I don't know why they did that.
So, we filmed some, we're up here. We're filming some content with the team. And I'm like, I got a fly in my face. Anyway.
I'll fly. It's not just the only, I guess I'm not the only one.
I ain't crying about it. It's a little buggy.
I'm freaking out, bro.
So there have been, Thomas said, run through the sprinklers.
Bro, could you imagine? First of all, if you act like we're even allowed on the pitch.
That's the last time we come up here.
We've been told multiple times to stay off the pitch.
Okay.
But I think when you look at the U.S. Open Cup, it needs this. It's kind of felt a little meh the last like 2 or 3 years, no? The U.S. Open Cup?
Because of COVID, and we didn't have it for...
We didn't have it for the first time.
2 years?
Which stopped it from being the longest running domestic cup competition in the world, England.
Bro. To let them know.
Your little FA Cup. Get the fuck up out of here.
So, Nice Cobra said, Union running rampant, dumping off teams left and right. Oh, yeah, we should talk about the Philadelphia Union win. They're
still in first.
It's like fourth or fifth win in a row.
They're still in first. Yeah, their form is pretty crazy right now.
They're absolutely dominant.
Again, a game in hand. NYCFC have a game in hand.
Yeah.
So they would be tied on points with them. But 45 points, just absolute.
But they really looked incredible. I think when we first saw them play against NYCFC at Yankee Stadium, and it was the first time the Union won at Yankee Stadium, it felt like they won 2-0. It felt like, all right, they got this one. But then I think they played them one more time and lost again. NYCFC lost again at Subaru Park. But they, picking up, you know, I thought when they traded away Casper Ciboco, I'm like, oh, man, he was pretty good. I'm like, how are they going to replace this dude?
Right.
But Julian Carranza has been a stud. Bro.
You just keep finding people whose names start with a cuss sound and are difficult to spell. And I'm telling you, you're going to be fine. This is an incredible stat. Okay, and I did the math myself, so it might be a little wrong, but they've obviously won their last five, six in a row without a loss because they drew to Columbus, 0-0. Mm-hmm. But in the last six matches, the score differential, I'm doing 16-4.
It's pretty good.
That's out of this world.
And this is not a typical, this is not what we're typically used to from the Union.
No, the Union are a gritty team.
You know,
they ain't swaggy, bro.
2-3 goals and 3-2 wins, you know. But what they did to DC and then what they did to, who was it that they scored the six on?
Houston. Lo debarataron, bro. What's his name? Fafa Pico was like, great to be back home. And we love Fafa, bro.
We love Fafa. Even Fafa was...
Was it on me? Oh, it's on me. Is it near me?
It's not on you.
What is that?
It's a fly.
Okay, all right. I see some flying. Bro, I don't like bees, bro.
There's people out here waiting for your takes, bro.
Sorry, bro. Yeah, this bee trying to take my life, speaking of takes. I'm not even reading the chat because I know y'all cooking me right now, boy. And I don't care. We love Fafa Biko. He called it Fafa Delphia.
Yeah.
Yo, he was a superstar there. He's loved there. Not the warm welcome he was expecting,
I mean,
boy.
I thought on the pitch, but the fans showed him a lot of love.
The fans showed him love, but the players of his former team certainly didn't.
It's a whole other conversation about the concerns for Houston.
That's another day. This is the Philadelphia.
Yeah, yeah, because Hector Herrera, I think, helped a little bit, but to lose 6-0 still shows that, you know, the mentality of the team, that something's definitely up or whatever.
Yeah, it's a little crooked. But if you look at just what Philadelphia are doing, how much of this is the fact that well, obviously, like, you got to give credit to Jim Curtin, right? Because yes, he's able to pull this unit together. He's been doing it since he was threatened to be fired in, what, like 2016, 2017, yeah, whatever that was. And he's been an insane, at a, yeah, just at an insane rate since.
Yes, I believe he's the second longest tenure behind Peter Vermes, I believe.
I mean, it almost feels like he'll never not be the coach of the Philadelphia Union.
I mean, like he'll probably
get the men's national team a little something.
Yeah, who knows? You know what I mean? I wouldn't be mad.
You know, let's test the ring. It's just yelling balling. I don't know why it's doing that. But I'm what one of the things that inspires me is, yo, this Paxton Aaronson kid.
Yeah,
he's got like like another level of sauce compared to Brendan. It's insane.
I don't, you know what? Usually the younger sibling is the one that's like, all right, I saw what they did,
I'm gonna try.
Let me,
right.
I mean, Brendan Aaronson's doing all right. I
no,
believe
he's killing it.
He's trying.
Yeah. No, I mean, the kids are like, oh yeah, maybe I could do what my older brother did. Yeah. Little kid's like, dude, is that all you got, bro?
Yeah.
He's also way more of an attacking threat than Brendan Aaronson. Brendan Aaronson likes to sit back a little bit more.
I don't see it. I think it's fairly even, but I think when Paxton's confidence builds, I think he'll be as, like, you know, moving the ball forward as much as Brendan does.
Do you think Paxton Aaronson, how long before he's in the Premier League?
How much younger is he? I believe he's like 2 or 3 years younger.
Look at this. A nice Cobra said Paxton is definitely saucier than Brendan. I'm telling you, bro.
I'm not saying you said attacking. The sauce, I get that.
He's more of an attacking threat than Brendan. Brendan is more of a creative midfielder in my eyes.
Sure.
Brendan likes to set him up. Dribbler. Paxton likes to knock him down. You know okay. What I mean?
What
happened in that house in Thanksgiving? That's my question.
Thomas says Salzburg is sniffing around Paxton, allegedly. Okay, I can see that. And Thomas also did mention, I don't know how to say his name.
He's 18 years old.
Is it Michael Ure? Yeah, he's the...
You're asking me how to say something?
He's one of the newer players on the Philadelphia Union, but he's been scoring a whole gang of goals as well. But it's for, you know, when you look at exactly, you know, especially how much Philadelphia Union spend, they're not up there with a lot of the other teams, and they get so much out of their players.
So remember that, what was it, like Sugarman, right? That's their
Jay Sugarman.
God, what a name, bro.
It's a great name,
right? Well, this is weird, but a guy named Sugarman, the rumor was he didn't want to spend. Okay, they just turned on a sprinkler close to us, but I don't think it's going to come this way. Let's hope. It would be hilarious if it did. Maybe get rid of the bees. maybe we should kill all the bees. Have we thought about that? Which we go. Remember, the thing was, he wasn't spending, and his plan wasn't to spend the way some of the Atlanta Uniteds were at that time. And they were like, we have a plan. And it seems to have worked. They seem to have, put a lot of money into their academy. They've bought really smart. They got guys like El Seno that have sort of fit right in and been able to be like functional additions to the team.
Right. But it's really in their youth. I mean,
the youth system is just, at this point, it's like,
what was it? Quinn Sullivan, McKinley?
Who's been playing.
But just you look. We were just at training, and we were hanging out with some of the younger players, and the one thing that I think the Philadelphia Union do so well is one, giving their younger players real opportunities to play on the first team. They get minutes,
right. Similar to what FC Dallas has been doing for a little bit of a while,
right.
Letting them like train with the senior team,
but more, even more than that, and I think, you know, this is where I give a lot of credit to the Philadelphia Union. I think they instill a lot of confidence in their younger players. Maybe best in FC Dallas might be the next closest, or they might be neck and neck as far as just like young players.
Like that, you mean also like the level of professionalism? They are like, well, pros already when they're young.
Yeah, that too, but just the fact that,
so it's not what you meant.
There'll be games where they'll start like two or three of their academy players that came up through the academy, which is not super common.
Is that a bee?
No. It's not a bee. Okay. All
right. If it's flying around here, I'm assuming it's a bee.
Beyonce's new album is out, by the way. Yeah. Queen Bee is out here.
I'd much rather we're near a bee hive than.
But no, it is pretty impressive overall with them. So. Kenny Slaw said Obed Vargas still has more minutes than Paxton and McGlynn combined. Obed from the Seattle Sounders, which is
didn't he get hurt?
Did he get hurt?
Yeah, because what's his name? Kenny Slotza. If he didn't get hurt, Obed Vargas would have been the star of the midfield for the Olympic qualifying playing. Okay. Never mind. That was back.
Right. So, yeah, but he's playing now. I think the last game I saw him in, he got a red card or two yellows.
Which is a great question. Who's the next big young American to go abroad? Who's the next big?
I mean, I would say Paxton. Paxton feels next? Like next, the next one. Yes.
Well, Gaga just went to Chelsea. That's
sure. Yeah. And that's happening. That'll be in January. So he's going to be I saw Tom Bogert tweeted out and Fabrizio Romano. And so it looks like he's going to play out the rest of the season in Chicago. And it's a little bit of a
bummer. Whose phone would you rather look through without being interrupted? Fabrizio Romano or Tom Bogert?
Fabrizio. Yeah. I think Tom and I probably have a lot of the same contacts, bro.
you just ain't getting the conversations.
No, Fabrizio would be interesting. But I wonder how, you know, and not to take anything away from the mysticism of Fabrizio Romano. But
right.
The more, you know, Fabrizio also follows us, which he doesn't follow that many people. So, I mean, not to brag.
He's also rated us once in with the FBI. No, on Twitch. Remember back in the day?
He did rate. I thought you said rate. But
no,
he
rated us.
Yes. He sent his viewers to our stream.
Incredible. By the way, someone said sprinklers make bees angry. So I'm ready to go when you are.
You can see them going off. I wonder, you can see it in the shot right there. The sprinklers are going off. Okay. What was your about next American?
Put in the chat. Who do you think is the next? Now I'm talking like putting bees and everything. Jesus Ferreira. I could see that,
but he signed a DP contract with Dallas.
That doesn't matter.
I know.
That's not stopping him from being sold. That just means he gets sold for a little more.
I don't know.
Having a great year. His national team play may be the thing that slows that move down.
I would say he's not having a great year. Last year he had a great year.
Last year he had an incredible year, but I think he's having a pretty good year for being a DP.
He's doing all right. Dallas on a bit of a slump. They haven't won.
Dallas is not, but they started so strong.
Yes, they did. You're looking at the stats there, and Sebastian Jerussi is leading the league with 14 goals.
Jesus Ferreira, 12 goals.
12 goals? That's more than I thought.
Yeah, what the hell are you talking about?
How's Dallas doing? Maybe because I'm watching Dallas not lose, lose a bunch of games.
Paolo Areola has 9. They're doing pretty well.
Okay. I guess I ain't watching Dallas. Dallas are in fourth place.
Tati Castellanos, 13. You think you'll do it by the end of the season? We miss you, Tati.
Comes back and gets the golden boot.
Yeah. he's like, I'm back, bitch. scores a couple of
this is what's interesting because the gap between – this is maybe why I think Dallas is not doing well, because the gap between LAFC, Austin, and Minnesota, it's a 14-point – difference.
You know, there you go, digging into the details.
Dallas are in fourth, yes, but they're only 4 points above a playoff spot. So that's it's a little bit bias is not the word, but that I'm definitely a recency bias if anything. So I was saying about Fabrizio Romano. I feel like he is the mysticism around him is like he just the more I like see him and interact and see the stuff he puts out and you know he works with the people at CBS and stuff like that, he just seems like more and more of a normal dude,
which is what's so off-putting. Because the man knows when people are getting signed as the pen is hitting the paper. He's tweeting about it.
Oh, it's Gabby Pereira. Hey, happy birthday. Feliz aniversario.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Happy birthday, brother. It's Gabby Pereira's birthday.
I hope they saved us a cupcake.
Okay, so anything else we should cover before we go? I mean, it's gonna be a little shorter show than usual.
Yeah, I mean, today's about the ring.
Today is about the ring. So just a reminder, we're going to be posting you guys got first access and first view of our ring reveal video, but we're going to be sharing it on social media. Hit the share button. Hit the retweet button.
All the behind-the-scenes stuff is going into the in Gully Squad. So yes. Go to patreon.com/soccercooligans. Check that out. If you want to see the time that Christian crashed the Lambo, go there.
Hey, cheers, guys.
Take it easy.
Hey, Thiago and Thales.
Should we do it?
Should we do it now?
Yeah. Oh, hey, Thales. Here. We made you. Hold on.
We made Thales.
Hold on.
We made Thales. We pressed him a shirt.
Hold on a second.
That's true.
Oh, play it again.
Oh.
What happened?
Fizemos uma camisa especial para você.
Right? So we...
Yeah.
Talk English for me.
Okay, okay. Okay. Hold on a second. Hold on.
Play it. No, you can, I don't think you can play.
Oh, it's not doing it. We made you a special shirt.
We made you a shirt,
so
man.
Look, we designed a shirt just for you. Well, I hope you wear this. Beautiful, right?
Nice. Okay.
I think it's gorgeous.
So let me, you know.
My house?
This you.
That's for you.
Thank you so much.
You like it?
Para você,
yeah.
Você.
Yeah. Obrigado.
Obrigado.
De nada,
yeah. Fechoada. Quakish. I think that means underwear.
Take care. Take care. All right. That's as much Portuguese as we know.
Bro, I grew up in Newark, and that's all I got was underwear, food, and thank you.
So I don't know if they saw it on camera, but we pressed a kit for Talis, and it's a little unorthodox.
Yeah, Christian was like, let's make sure we do this right. And I was like, hey, how about we sauce it up? And Christian's like, I like where you're going with this.
So we filmed the whole thing around it. You'll see it in the future, but maybe that clip will make it into the video. I don't know.
That's a nice reveal. We got to see what he thought. Also, we're being filmed from behind our camera, which is so cool, dude.
Okay.
Isn't it crazy? He must have been like, where did these guys get rings? Because he definitely wasn't updated on the fact that we got championship rings. Someone, whoever said in the chat that Alexis is like the girl who got engaged late and is showing everyone a ring for 2 weeks is 100% what I'm like. I will be wearing this to the bodega. And if you're expecting to pay full price for a bacon, egg, and cheese, no thank you. I'm paying $3, not $3.50.
Robin Tagini said, Alexis throwing out random words. There we go.
That's all I know.
We're just trying to connect. Bro,
I said a dish. I said underwear and thank you. If you put that together in the wrong way, I may have asked him out on a date.
Alexis might have to go straight to HR right now, though.
We are outside the facility.
No, man, this has been an incredible, a special episode of the Cooligans podcast. Shout out to, again, NYCFC for welcoming us, letting us do the show from the training ground.
Check out for all of our Gully Squad members, you're going to get a little bit of behind the scenes stuff as soon as it's edited.
Yes.
But I also do want to give a big thanks. We did a video, a gentleman by the name of Tanner.
Yes.
Incredible guy. And I'm not just saying it because he can hear this. there was a video we did during lockdown where we were out on the pier. And a question was asked. It was like, what was the moment? It was about Cooligans.
Yeah.
And he said, what was the moment you felt like you actually made it? And at that time, the TV show was ongoing. And I was like, it wasn't even that. Honestly, it was the moment that we got the email from NYCFC that they had wanted to work with us.
Yeah.
That moment right there, to go full circle from being in the stands and me saying like, dude, you want to do videos on a podcast and stuff? And you're like, yeah, but what are we going to call it? And I'm like, all right, you might not like it, but Cooligans, I love. And he goes, oh, it's so bad, it's good. And I was like, that's what I said. From that moment to start this thing and to get it to the point where not only are we technically inside the training facility, this is about as close as we can get legally, but to honestly, to be here, to work with the team directly, for us to be considered a part of the team at the level by which we can get these things.
Yeah.
It's just still blows my mind.
Yeah. And the hope is that, you know, for people that are involved in content creation and MLS and
that they get like us.
That they, you know, the hope is that more clubs open the doors to what media looks like nowadays. And it's not, maybe it may not look like the traditional stuff that we grew up with,
right?
But to be this involved and be involved with the club like this and do stuff like this, it's great. I mean, look, people just coming out, speaking our terrible Portuguese to some of the players. Like, what an opportunity.
And also, if you are content creators for rival teams, you might want to get dripped out.
I mean, that's the only advice we could get.
I don't know if your ring is buzzed down like ours is, but you might want to get that drip right, my G.
But again, man, thank you to everybody in the chat. Somebody, gamers have said, oh, what about the MLS game this week? Apology, we don't have that much time because we have a couple other things that we need to
do. A lot happened. Goals were scored. Balls were stopped.
But hopefully, getting to see, you know, Alfredo Morales was a nice nice treat. We try
also,
our best.
You know, for all the other teams out there, maybe they watch this and they get inspired to win. then you two, if you've played soccer your whole life, you two could have one of these rings.
Again, this is insane, bro.
The weight of this, it's insane. Hard to explain. Let's get out of here before the bees come check out this ring.
All right. Y'all the absolute best, man. Thank you. Again, as always, shout out to the Levitar fam and everybody tuning in. And as a reminder, we will sort out the podcast issue. Our feed is like a little wonky right now, but yeah, we're fixing that.
Stop putting bees in the chat.
Look at all the bees in there. All right, everybody. As always,
it's the Cooligans, buddy.
Y'all the absolute best, man. We'll see you next week. Peace.